tastes, it means he has a feeble body and should have some medicine. But children may be pure spirits, if they will, and take their enjoyment in the world of moonshine. Sensation does not count for so much in our first years as afterwards. Something of the swaddling numbness of infancy clings about us. We see and touch and hear through a sort of golden mist. Children, for instance, are able enough to see, but they have no great faculty for looking. They do not use their eyes for the pleasure of using them, but for by ends of their own, and the things I call the mind seeing most vividly, were not beautiful in themselves, but merely interesting or enviable to me, as I thought they might be turned to practical account in play. Nor is the sense of touch so clean and poignant in children as it is in a man. If you will turn over your old memories, I think the sensations of this sort you remember will be somewhat vague and come to not much more than a blunt, general sense of heat on summer days, or